The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yellow.
Lindsay is just a few minutes away at the time of this recording. She's just a few minutes away from having to go and get dressed and take her daughter for the big girl kindergarten interview play date thing where they observe to see if her daughter is ready for regular kindergarten or she's going to flunk before she even gets started.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm even more nervous.
Yeah, she's wound a little tight.
Yeah, I mean, because the time's getting near. And you say that you got to figure out what you're going to wear. Are you going to wear something that that is really, really your like a best outfit kind of thing? Not dressed up. I'm just saying because you don't want to wear some sort of a formal to this thing. But like where you really put the effort into looking good, or are you going to kind of dress down a little bit, so that they don't think that you're full of yourself and on hold it against your child?
See, I've thought about both angles, and I think it's best to go with dressing nicer. Not too crazy, but maybe like a nice sweater. Just because I don't know how to say this. They want to make sure
that you're not trashy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that you could
private school.
Probably pay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like that you're not just messing around. You're going to be able to pay the tuition and all that. Okay. Right. Is Kyle going to this?
He's not.
Okay. See, I think that's been a mistake so far. I think Kyle should have been super involved in all of this because he's so likable. And I bet those women at that school would love him.
Yeah.
Not that you're not likable. I'm just saying, you know, teachers, you know, they get kind of randy.
Right. I know. And we do have a parent interview next week to discuss the findings of today. And that's what he's going to go with me.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
A little eye candy for the ladies, right. You know?
Yeah.
That makes sense. If y'all need a favor to push things your way, he'd be more likely to be able to get that for you.
Right. And he also settles me down, like takes me down to a normal state.
Which, I mean, that's a full-time job in and of itself. Maybe. Right there.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I'll pop off in a minute if somebody tells me something negative. I'll pop off.
I know. See, this is when she says stuff like that, she says it with such a energy that you're like, oh, she is wound tight about this.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, don't come at me about my kids.
Because most of the time she's happy-go-lucky and all of that. But, but you know, you remember even when she was young, Regan's, when we worked with her before, those emotions could snap off pretty quickly, just like any woman. You know?
Yep.
Snap into a Slim Jim type of.
Pow! Yep. Remember that girl that made me mad?
Mm-hmm.
I'll pop out! Just kidding.
I think you run more. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just super protective of the people that I love. Sure. I'm protective.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think next week, when they discuss the findings, is going to be more the tense situation because she's going to have to hear whatever they found. I think this is just nervous energy that she's got today.
Now, I wonder if they'll tell you in the beginning of the meeting next week, okay, well, first of all, we think she's ready for kindergarten, and then go into the evaluation. And not make you wait through the evaluation to hear whether she's going or not.
Yeah.
Right.
I would ask them that in the beginning. You know, okay, first of all, is she going to kindergarten? Then we can go over the other stuff we need to work on.
Yeah. And I think the other nerve-wracking piece of this is, are we even going to get into this school?
Yeah.
So that's another piece where you're evaluating me at this point, too. And, you know, I'm okay with people not liking me more so, but that's going to kind of offend me too. So it's the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, because you've gone through, I mean, pretty much your entire life has been an audition from one thing to the next, being a dancer and performer and all that. You even had to audition to be on our show. Remember when we picked you to be on the show years ago?
Yeah. And I don't.
And if we're auditioning people,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
I don't handle rejection very well.
Yeah. So the audition process for our show is you come in and we have an EMT there with a stethoscope that puts it to your heart and then to your the stethoscope to your heart, then to your back. And if your heart's beating and you're breathing, you got the job.
That's it.
You're qualified.
You can do
this
job.
Yeah, that was it. Literally.
Lindsay, what are you going to do if like after they have like they're in there with your kid and they walk out? What if she just like shakes her head and goes, mm.
See, I'm just going to start crying. I don't know. I can't handle this life. Like when it was just about me.
Yeah.
It was different, it you know, is, but yeah. Now I'm depending on, mm-hmm. you know, someone else to step up to the plate. And you know, I'm not saying this to, I've just never had a hard rejection like that. So I don't know how to handle it.
You mean on rejection of you or your kids?
Well, both. But I think, yeah. I don't know. I've been fortunate. I've been, you know, I haven't had like a hard, like you suck, you know, right. like a hard, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't want, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I went to public school. None of this was what I went through. So.
Yeah. But you know, you don't want your kids going through, you know, in the area you live, what public school is now, if you don't have to.
Right.
And Lord knows those kids need better than you being a homeschool teacher.
Oh, Lord knows. God, could you imagine? I'd be like, recess all day. Yeah. Go do what you want.
Good morning, class.
They would know everything there is to know about, you know, lip liner. Lip gloss and fashion and how to get the perfect iced coffee and lemon cookie.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Are we going to bake today? No, we went to the store and bought these lemon cookies.
Yeah, that's not a gig you're looking for. It's not. No. Like, it's not for you.
What are our two vocabulary words for the day? That's right, Dean and DeLuca. Well, I mean, I'm sure she's really smart and funny and the whole thing. I'm talking about Delilah, Lindsay's daughter.
Right.
Not Lindsay.
Yeah.
There's no way they can look at her and say, you know, she's not ready. I don't think, you know, she's not ready for kindergarten. She's really smart. Even Rob's never around kids and he was around her and she was setting him straight about mm-hmm. things. And
it's called a box. I was like, yeah, okay, my
you
bad.
Need to call it a box. It's this little thing that he had and it looked like a, what did it
look like? An oven.
Looked like an oven because of these cookies that
right.
And he goes, and they come in this little oven thing. And then she looked at him and goes, call it a box.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, you're real quick. Sassy, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like, I'm going to need your tone to come down a little bit.
Yeah, I was like, okay. It's a box.
Yeah. And we went in there, and the first thing she said to Jody after she hugged her was, you smell good. You smell like jasmine.
Smell like jasmine?
Yeah.
Or did she say lavender?
Well, yeah, lavender.
Lavender. Yeah. Lavender. She can't say her L's.
Yeah, because like, I mean, I thought it was jasmine because I was thinking, you know, that she, you know, been to Disney World.
The Princess Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. She does love her.
All right, well. Good luck, Lindsay, and let us know how it goes. But you won't know anything today, so I guess in the morning we'll find out. Yeah.
Well,
don't bother me with that.
You'll really find out after the parent teacher.
Yeah.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. All right, and let me know if I need to send Jody in there to set somebody straight.
Oh, I sure will.
All right, we got more coming up.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Excuse me.
Excuse you? Getting sick?
No. No. Just had a little frog, man. Had a frog in my throat.
Eat a frog.
I'm probably the only one in the room that's actually had parts of a frog in their throat, right?
Yeah, eating them.
In his throat, yeah.
Oh, I saw somebody making frog legs. They were doing all these weird proteins. And they said, we're doing, you know, bison and we got the frog legs. And he had, it was like a half a frog, just cut down the center. And he was taking the legs and bouncing them up and down. Oh, it was just vile. It was vile.
I don't know.
You're all right. It'll be fine.
Hate a frog. Hate a frog.
So, Tech D Rob, aka Tech D Slobs.
He doesn't like that.
I don't like that one.
He doesn't like that.
I need that to go away.
His camera's not working. But Riggins, over the Christmas break, he did a lot of movie going. You know, he goes to movies regularly anyway, but he did a lot of movie going. So what all did you see?
I saw Sonic the Hedgehog twice, Sonic 3. Mm-hmm.
I heard it was not good.
Oh, I loved it.
You did?
Great. Yeah.
Okay, but I really did. I heard that it wasn't good.
Oh, it was great. I loved it. Keanu Reeves played the new Hedgehog. It was great, dude.
And I heard that Keanu Reeves was one of the biggest weaknesses of the thing because he can't act unless you can see him.
Huh.
That's what the critique was, is that he's not got good. The same tone of voice all the time, and so his acting skills come from looking at him and the expressions and all that he does.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I would say that I kind of pictured it as him, and that helped me with it. But yeah. I don't see that. That makes sense.
So you saw it twice?
Saw it twice.
Now, why would you see it twice?
I saw it once by myself, and then my friends wanted to go, and it was free for me to go, so I went.
Okay. Why didn't you just wait on them to go to begin with?
Because I didn't want to wait.
Oh, it was that important.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so, I mean, I had to see it. I didn't want it to get spoiled.
Spoiled. Sonic gets beheaded. I didn't want to know
that. Well, damn, I mean, you ruined it for everybody else. No, I'm just kidding.
What is the deal?
And then I saw the Mufasa movie, the Lion King prequel. It was awful.
You know,
just awful. All the music was really, really bad. There's a song in it, like the villain, it's called Go Bye Bye. And I was like, I was in the movie and it started singing. I went, what is this?
So it's really just for children then.
I think so.
Sounds like.
You know who Mads Mikkelsen is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the villain in the movie and he sings this song.
I love him.
Like, I don't know why you would put him in a kid's movie. He's very good at villain at stuff.
He played Hannibal Lecter in the TV series. Have you ever watched Hannibal?
No.
He's really, really good actor, but I don't know why he agreed to this. It was so bad.
And so how many times did you see it?
Just once.
Just once.
I don't know. I wasn't going to go through that again.
Okay.
And then I saw Nosferatu as well, the remake of the 20s movie or whatever it was. Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah, what was that about?
A vampire.
Oh. Yeah, it's the first Dracula movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
it's one of them Draculas.
You say Dracula, then as a Southerner, I know what you're talking about. Dracula. All vampires is Dracula.
Right. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah, so that wasn't great. You get to see the vampire's penis in the movie.
I heard that.
You get to?
Yeah, you get to. If you're one of the lucky few to go see this movie.
You know, I'm seeing more and more of that forced into movies and shows. And I'm guessing it's kind of a woke thing that for so many years, you know, nudity in movies and all has just been women. So now, a lot of those streaming series and things like that are showing dudes junk.
Yeah.
You know, showing the guy naked. And then I also read a thing about the prosthetics that they wear. And
this a prosthetic?
Yeah, because I saw a picture later of the other actor in the movie. Was given a framed version of the prosthetic. Yeah.
Of the Wayne, the vampire, Dracula Wayne.
And I was like, why do you want this?
Was it erect?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't, okay.
Yeah. Damn, Dracula's dick. Yeah, who wants to see Dracula's dick?
Yeah, dang, Dracula, Becker. In what context was his wiener out?
The whole movie's about him seducing the main character's wife.
Okay.
So he would.
Yeah, I just don't see Dracula, but hey, y'all. I mean, he's Dracula. He's supposed to be like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Regal.
Poised. Yeah. He's not showing his wiener.
No, this is.
Sophisticated.
This was an unsophisticated Dracula.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All
right. And then the last movie I saw was the new Lord of the Rings animated movie, The War of the Rohirrim.
The War of the Rohirrim.
The Rohirrim, I don't know. Rohirrim or Rohirrim, I don't remember.
Rohirrim. The anime version of Lord of the Rings. I mean, if they could make Lord of the Rings nerdier, they found a way.
So is it just regular animation or anime?
It was an anime type of animation. Like there's a style that they use that is usually with anime, and that's the one they went with.
One ticket to the War of Rohirrim, please.
And it was bad?
No, that was great.
Oh, it was great.
Awesome. It was really? Great. Really, yeah. really good.
I love Lord of the Rings. So yeah. I don't have to.
It's available now to rent for $20 okay. if you want to go ahead and pick that up.
Hmm. All right. Well, wow. What a
a slew of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Twice.
Twice. Because you couldn't wait.
I couldn't. Right. What do you expect me to do? Wait? That's stupid.
I mean, what is going on? Was it all kids in there?
No.
Was there other adults?
They were with me.
Yeah, right.
No, there were adults.
Yeah, the review children. I heard of it said that there were mostly adults in it. Not to say that it's not a kid's movie.
Yeah, kids could see it.
It's just that more adults are in there than kids.
It was made for
adults. The kids
adults.
Are like,
I'm not watching that shit.
Yeah.
I know, that's going to suck. I heard there were some major plot holes. That
Knuckles is not featured in this one nearly enough.
Give me a break. Holy cow.
And what's the guy's name that does the voice for Knuckles?
Idris Elba.
Yeah, that's right. I like him. Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't like him in Sonic the Hedgehog, but I liked him in The Wire.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Yeah, I've never seen anything with him in it that I didn't enjoy.
He's good.
Yeah. And but that fake British accent just, it gets a little much sometimes.
Let it go, dude. Man, so they just get paid bukus of money to sit in the studio and like record some lines. Mm-hmm. That's a great payday for them.
Was he the first? Was it him or Tom Hanks? I thought it was him. Who was the first big celebrity to get COVID when it started.
Oh, I think it was Tom Hanks. Now that you say that.
Yeah, I remember Tom Hanks in Australia or something. It was one of the two of them,
but I'm thinking it was Idris Elba. Idris Elba. I had that one time. That shit hurts. Idris Elba.
Woo! I'll tear you up. Man. And Keanu, not as good. Didn't live up to the expectations.
I understand that complaint.
Keanu!
But the red carpet was Jim Carrey, Idris Elba, and Keanu Reeves. What a star-studded lineup.
Who voices Sonic the Hedgehog?
Ben Schwartz.
Schwartz, okay.
He was on Parks and Rec.
Okay, yeah, I know
that. Oh.
Yep.
I get him confused with Ben Yellen.
Hello.
What is that?
Ben Yellen. Old school.
Yeah. Is he pretending to be a woman now? Which one of them ben is it? Yellen. Or is it Teddy Geiger that thinks he's a woman?
Teddy Geiger is a transgender person.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard the name Ben Yellen in 25 years.
You just said that. I had to look it up because I don't know who that is.
Ben Yellen.
Oh. What does Teddy Geiger call himself now? Is it still it wouldn't be Teddy. Terry, maybe?
I don't know.
That's a unisex name, Terry.
I don't know. Mm. Prolific songwriter. Still like writes hits constantly.
It looks like still Teddy.
Hmm.
So,
is he pretty when he's dressed up like a woman?
Let me find a picture for you. Well, I would, but the Instagram of this person is all art. Oh, no, here you go.
No. Because he's not pretty as a man either. Nope. So, I've seen, look, I don't mean to be flexing on y'all's butts or nothing, but I've been in the same room with both Teddy Geiger and Ben Yellen, but not at the same time.
What a special day.
So maybe they're the same people.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've met both of them.
Woo! Speaking of, you know who you also met? Alanis Morissette was at the Kennedy Center Honors. She looked incredible.
Yeah, she's one of those that looks better the older she gets.
She really does.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the Kennedy Center Honors. She did, you know, You Ought to Know or something. But yeah, she was amazing. I like stopped me in my tracks. I went, that's Alanis Morissette. Holy crap, did she look good?
Yeah, she does.
Good for her.
She's always been pretty though, right?
When she is in the really hippie, dirty looking stages, like when she was doing those You Ought to Know and all of that stuff, I didn't think she was as pretty as when she, you know, cut her hair and started looking clean. I always prefer clean to dirty.
For sure. It was the New Year's, Dick Clark's whatever New Year's Eve thing, I think, is where she was performing. And but that irritated me because they had Ryan Seacrest or whatever and like Rita Ora down on the street. And I'm like, why do we have a British person in New York City for New Year's Eve? There's not one American. I mean, that just seemed weird.
Yeah.
To have a British person hosting New Year's Dick Clark's New Year's Eve.
I hate that.
Now, I don't want to be flexing on y'all again, but I've been in the same room with Alanis Morissette and Rita Ora, but not at the same time.
Yeah.
Rita Ora's pretty too, right?
She's real pretty.
Yeah. And everybody was shocked at how well Alanis and I hit it off. Because, you know, she's such a liberal socialist type person, and I'm not.
Well, she did date Dave Coulier, right? So maybe she was like, hey, she likes a funny guy.
Hmm.
So maybe
But what does that have to do with Dave Coulier?
He's a funny guy.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Yeah, but, I mean, we didn't hit it off, like, on a sexual level or anything. Because I was married, you know. Well, and I still am.
Still are.
Yeah. But it was just that people were like, oh, what are they going to be? I know you hate her because she's such a liberal. But I don't think she knew that I was a conservative. See, that would have made the difference, I think. See, we as conservatives are much more willing to be accepting of others than they are of us. You know, like if I went after she came in for that interview and they were there for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and she was, you know, really liking me and we were getting along and all of that. I bet if you would have gone back and told her she was leaving, hey, you know, that guy's a staunch conservative, right? She would have probably said, oh my God, get me out of here.
You think?
Yeah.
For
probably.
Sure.
But then again, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Is she married? Oh yeah, she is.
Oh really?
Who else does she used to, didn't she date? Was it Ryan Reynolds?
I think so.
Or am I just imagining that all Canadian people hook up?
I think they did, actually.
I thought they did, too.
I think so.
And she also, I'm assuming, dated Michael J. Fox. And
of course.
What's his name? The one, the singer guy.
Shawn Mendes?
No, him too. But his dad was in show business. So he played on Growing Pains. He was the dad.
Robin Thicke,
Alan Thicke. Yeah, she dated both of them, I'm sure, because they're both Canadian celebrities. Tom Cochran, remember him? Life is a highway.
Mike Myers.
Uh huh.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Yep.
John Candy. I think she had a thing with him.
Oh. She's still broken up about him.
Martin Short. Oh my God. Were they hot and heavy for a while?
Hey, you got to stick together.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.